You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. I hope that you've been having a killer week. I most certainly have been. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I would just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I would love for you to tell a friend about the podcast. If there's someone in your life that just loves hazy IPAs, well, you should definitely let them know that the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast exists. You could tell them that there are over 400 episodes where I sit down with some of the world's best metal musicians, and we tend to talk a lot about hazy IPAs. If you would encourage one of your haze-loving friends to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, that would be something that I would truly appreciate. Now, today on the podcast is a special episode, an episode that I recorded back on May 6th at Kanawaki Brewing at a killer event called Yakima Chief Hops Presents Vox and Hops Haze Wars. Get ready, everyone. This is Vox and Hops episode number 409.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Drew, here we are. It's Haze Wars, Saturday, May 6th, Kanawaki Brewing. You are obviously representing Kanawaki Brewing. It's good to be back with you. I always love being with you. Haze Wars, an interesting, crazy project that I came up with. Picking one hop, pinning six breweries head-to-head to create their best mono-hop IPA with HBC 586 from Yakima Chief Hops. Talk to me about this process. Talk to me about being a part of Haze Wars, helping me build it, hosting it here at your brewery on a Saturday. It's beautiful here. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. This was a fun little project to get, five other breweries, excluding us, all together. All the guys seem to be having a good time. We're still waiting for a couple of them still en route. Very interesting to even hear, because the breweries don't even know which one is theirs. So just even them trying to do the process of like trying to figure out their own beer, it's pretty fucking hilarious. But we're having a good time.
I think it must be very strange. Like, you make something, you make it so often, and then you step into a ring where it's all the same basically, but it's only slightly different. How do you know? Did you know? Would you be able to know? Because you plug the beer, so you did know. Do you think you would have been able to pick out the KBC beer?
That's hard to say. Maybe not. Because I didn't drink it enough, I think. Maybe I should have. But now that I know, obviously, because I had to connect them all. But I don't know. There's a lot of good beer out there, you know. There's like out of six, you have to figure your way through these through all the IPAs, and we're talking about like a pretty aggressive style in terms of like flavor. So just like pounding on your aroma, sensory, your taste buds and all that stuff, and just trying to figure out which one is which, and it's all subjective too. It's like, what flavors do you like? Some people like a little bit more green and grassy. Some people like a bit more of the fruity aspect of it. Very interesting to see how everybody's processing the beers. I even went around to some of the customers too out here, enjoying the flights and even like just asking questions on how they're figuring out their way through this the six beers. So it's interesting, very, very interesting.
Talk to me about HBC 586. It has a number because it's an experimental hops. They like crossbreed hops. They make these hops and genetically engineered hops, basically. Yakima Chief Hops is doing this. It doesn't have a name yet. So talk to me about this hop. We always hear about Citra, about Mosaic. You're drinking Cryptopsy right now, which is dry hopped with Mosaic. Talk to me about HBC 586 and what challenges, what it brought to the beer. How would you describe this hop profile?
As we've never used that ever before, we just kind of designed it with our approach of how we would approach most hazies, and 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 just threw everything that Yakima Chief obviously gave to us. They even threw in some cryo for everybody, so that was pretty cool to even add that element to it, because cryo, you're going to really get the true hop flavor to it, and all, a lot of that green matter is going to get out of the way. In terms of like what we experience, obviously like more of a tropical mango, a slight pineapple aspect to it. I feel like it feathered out quite nicely for us personally. Some of the other ones came off a little bit more on the green side of it, or grassy side of it, even some vegetal matter in there. So after all this, we're probably going to, like, once we know whose is whose, you know, probably rehash this. We'll have like a whole nother day of discussions, I guess, but of like where this can go and how to use it. But it's very interesting if other hop providers or even Yakima Chief continues to do certain things like this. I think we said it around the table earlier today. It's just like these are very interesting things for us to get together and compare and contrast notes. And obviously, you know, water and yeast and process plays into it. But at the end of the day, these hops are going to express something that we're going to find across the board. And it's just is a very interesting experiment.
Massive thanks to Luke Beaulieu from Yakima Chief Hops for making this whole day possible. And yes, the breweries are interested in a round two. We haven't even finished round one. I'm stoked about this. Drew, thank you so much. We're going to keep hanging out. It's a big day. Very, very stoked to be with you and stoked to be collaborating and doing things with you. Hell yes.
Cheers, man. Thanks to Matt, obviously, from Vox and Hops, you know, for putting in all this effort and the marketing behind it, and his crazy ideas, or your crazy ideas. I'm talking to you, actually, but in general, anybody listening, this guy has some of the best beer ideas, freshest beer ideas in at least around here in Quebec. I don't know if he's pulling from a different pool here, but probably not. But yeah, thanks to you, Matt. And everything that you do for Vox and Hops, and the way that you support everybody, you know, sitting around the table here and beyond the table too, all the shows that you've been putting on and bringing craft beer to venues that didn't have craft beer, that's fucking awesome. You're like the flag bearer, the warrior of craft beer and metal. So fucking hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Too kind. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything. You're very kind. Marc-André, here we are. Yakima Chief Hops presents Vox and Hops Haze Wars at Kanawake Brewing. I'm so damn stoked that Bacanada was a part of this crazy event. Talk to me about Haze Wars, your initial thoughts. I like to come up with these stupid ideas that are fun challenges. How was this for you?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. It was the first time that we participated in that kind of contest, let's say that, a more precise type of beer, single hop, IPA, and we're having a blast also with the other breweries that are here to taste, and we're still not sure which of our beers was served, so which number is it, so that's, it's a great event.
It's interesting to look at something that you're so close to, that you're used to working with, and then seeing it in a lineup and then being uncertain about which one it is, because the lineup is killer. All the breweries bring massive haze, so it's a fun challenge.
Definitely. I know which ones are not brewed by us, but yeah, even with the other participating breweries, we're not sure which one is our beer. And besides that, it's just nice to fraternize with people in the industry, and the Kanawake Brewing is a great pub and great place to have a drink and eat, and yeah, super cool idea.
You guys work so hard all year long. You guys do get to see each other a lot during the festival seasons, but those are intense, long hour days where you're working the whole time. So it is cool that a little side effect of what I've organized here is just actually letting yourselves enjoy some beers together.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different type of atmosphere that usually with the festival, where in the festival we're more into it, where we have to, we have the chance to discuss with customers that discover us, or customers that that having our beer for years, and they're super happy to meet us and whatever. And now, let's say in a more like professional link up process, it's super cool. We're not that much breweries, but we're enough to, and we each brew like a similar style, but we have a different like signature. And yeah, Simon, there's a couple of people. It's been a while since I met them, so I'm pretty happy to see them.
Makes me very happy to hear that. Talk to me about HBC 586. What is this hop? How do you describe it? I love these experimental hops that keep popping up that Yakima Chief keeps creating, keeps bringing onto the market. What is HBC 586 for you?
Honestly, like tasting the six variation of Haze Wars, the hop the profile seems to be sometimes different, but I would say like on the nose, it's very, very tropical, very nice, like even a little bit funky. Very nice on the, it's more like in the mouth, more like on the vegetal side, like tobacco, a little bit green, a little bit of bitterness. It's still fruity, but like there's, yeah, it's more earthy, like more, yeah, it's not necessarily on the juicy side, let's say that, but it's very interesting up. And but you see that it interacts differently depending on the malt base. And at a certain point, maybe like the yeast that was used for fermenting the beer. So that's cool. There's definitely something to do with that hop.
Do you think it's worthy of a name? Do you think that Yakima should make this hop official and get it out there? And if it does do that, what would be the name?
Okay, that's a good question. What would be the name? Apricot grass, I don't know. It's kind of stone fruit-ish with a little bit of bitterness slash, yeah, on the vegetal side. So I don't know. Good question. I don't have an answer, actually.
Do you think that HBC 586 should be a mono hop thing, or it should be something that gets added into a different IPA hop mixture, let's say?
We don't do that many mono hop IPAs at Brasseries Bas Canada. So, yeah, I think it would definitely maybe be better as a combination with a hop that's a little bit more fruitier, more juicier. I think so. But, like, most of our, like, hoppy beers, they're always in combination with different, in different dosage. So, yeah, definitely, I think it would be possibly a greater hop to be mixed with another one.
Working with Yakima Chief Hops, tell me about that experience. Luke's the best. I appreciate him very much. What is your experience with Haze Wars, with everything else over the years?
It's the first time we participate to Haze Wars. Luke, yeah, by the way, shout out to Luke. Very nice, nice guy, nice person, very passionate about what he does, and especially the beers he's having. So, yeah, very cool guy, and we are so honored to be able to present one of the beers for Haze Wars. So, yeah, what I would say is we had a great experience. The release party where we're having the tasting is very cool. It's the first time we had that type of competition, kind of experience, tasting of six beers that are branded the same way but are not the same. So, yeah, it's super cool, and hopefully we'll have the chance maybe to participate to another edition.
Hell fucking yes. One last question, weirder question. If HBC 586 was a band, what band would that be?
That you're asking me tricky questions. I don't know. I'm having a block. I don't know. What band would it be?
What style of music would it be? Let's start with that. We could build up towards which band it is.
We can say it's kind of an old school band, but like it still adapts well to the new times. Let's say that.
So it's almost like an old school hop, but it adapts well to the new school hops too.
I would not say old school hop, but I think like it's less like super explosive profile than, let's say, the more modern. I would say it's more like it tastes more like, let's say, the first brands of YCH hop. And on a more, it's not negative or such, but it's just less fruity, juicy, like explosive, tropical. Let's say that.
Makate, thank you so much for taking the time, hanging out with me. We're going to keep hanging out, but not with people listening. Thank you so much. Cheers. Go. Here we are at Kanawaki Brewing. It's May 6th. We are at Haze Wars, which is presented by Yakima Chief Hops. A crazy day, a bunch of friends hanging out. It's turned out to be like a brewer's party, which is super fun. There's like no event. You guys just get to be together and have a chat. It's an event with no work, so you just get to be together and have a chat. How is Haze Wars for you so far?
I'm loving it. We got here, we had some great beers. We could get to compare all the brews we made with the Yakima Chief HBC 586 hops. And I'd like to thank Yakima Chief for the hops for this batch. It's an incredible hop. It's a really nice time.
Hell fucking yes. Luc Beaulieu, the rep of Yakima Chief Hops here in Canada, is simply the best. He helped me out create this whole event. You were in the primary runnings of breweries I was going to invite because I love BG. I love everything you guys do. You make killer haze. When you were first told about this project from Max, what was your thoughts of being a part of a competition where you have to use a strange hop, a hop that you're not used to working with, to make a mono hop?
So right off the bat, we were all in. We love the experimental hops from Yakima Chief, and we weren't sure about how we would play it out being a single hop. And in the end, after making the recipe and brewing it, we were pretty surprised about the complexity of the flavors, of the aromas of that hop, a mono batch.
Talk to me about HBC 586. What is the profile? If you could describe the flavor profile that comes to mind.
What we find is a blend of tropical with a hint of citrus undertones. It's also has a kind of a green quality we can find in Australian hops, which is pretty nice to find it on this flavor profile.
When you sat down and you experienced Haze Wars, were you able to pick out your beer? Was it easy for you? Was it hard? What was that experience like?
It was hard, for sure. I did taste ours a week before, so I had an idea, but I'd say about four of the six beers were pretty similar because of obviously the hops. And we did get to single out a couple that seemed like ours, but they were all great beers nonetheless. And funnily, the most aromatic one is the least easy one, and it's very interesting, and it's nice to drink.
That is super interesting, that one of the beers was much less hazy than the other ones, and it had the biggest nose, the most exciting nose on it, a different nose. Interesting how that happens. Same ingredients, but you mix it with different malts, same hops, and you mix it with different things, and it changes the whole thing. I think it's so interesting. You had Rame Lassalle, an artist that I love, design the label for the beer that is going to come out. That is the BG Haze Wars beer. Talk to me about working with Rame. I love him. He drew my face on a beer once, which I think is super cool. Talk to me about Rame.
So we love working with Romain. We stumbled upon him at the beginning of COVID, and he started doing labels for us. And we just love, we get a feel with him. We talk about the beer, we have brainstormed names, and more often than not, it just sends us on a completely different path that we thought we would go, and we pretty much always love it. So he's a big part of our brand, so it's pretty nice to work with him.
He's a genius. I love him. Romain, I want to hang out with you, dude. We never hung out. If you listen to this, let's hang out. You make killer stuff. HBC 586 doesn't have a name because it's still experimental. If you could choose the name, what would it be called? Hops have crazy names like Citra. It's like Mosaic, things that don't necessarily mean anything, but when you think of it, it's a part of its identity. So what would HBC 586's name be to represent its identity?
That's a tough one. I'd say it's a pretty Pacific hop, I think. Yeah, it is.
Pacifico. I love music, obviously. If 586 was a band, what band would it be?
I'd say it's Bob Marley and the Wailers. Yeah, because it's smooth and you never get tired of it.
Hell fucking yes. Diego, thank you so much for sitting down with me. You just got handed another beer. I love that very much. It's always fun to hang out with brewer people. They love to come and share things. I just got handed a beer, too. Cheers to you. We're going to keep hanging out. I appreciate you. Who knows? BG Meta 1 Haze Wars. We will find out who is the Haze Lord very soon. Massive cheers. Knuckle, here we are. Yakima Chief Hops presents Vox and Ops Haze Wars. We were actually hanging out here a month ago at the K-Town four-year anniversary. You were pretty cocky that day. You were like, we got this. We're going to win this. Here we are at Haze Wars. How do you feel now?
That's a tough race, man. Every beer is pretty good, actually. Yeah, we have the same hop profile. Some are a bit different. Some taste a bit the same. That's hard to guess. Even though me and Max, our brewer, we maybe three or four times to taste all the beers to make, this is our beer. So it was tough. Yeah.
It's an interesting experiment. It's something that is that we don't do very often, to explore a hop in its own unique profile. Talk to me about HBC 586. What do you think it represents best?
For myself, it's a hop that feels a lot like Equinut, but a bit fruitier, maybe. That's the profile we've got from every beer. It's a bit grassy, a bit fruity. The nose, you feel really fruity, but then when you taste it, it's a bit grassy. But it was actually maybe the same for every beer we tasted, but some other were a bit fruitier, a bit grassier. That's what made the difference, actually, maybe.
If 586 had a name, what would you name it?
Oh, that's a nice question. Oh, maybe it would be like Fruity Power or Grassy Trip.
Bouncing off that question, if 586 was a band, what band would that be?
Man, you got the right questions. It would be like, it's a band that already exists, but Power Trip. Yeah, that would be Power Trip.
Hell fucking yes. Unique events like this. Talk to me about working with Yakima Chief Hops. They hooked you guys up with all the hops for this beer, for the batch. You guys are going to release the beer. We just saw the label. It's so fucking cool. You basically now have a mono hop label that you're going to fuck with for the rest of your career, hopefully. Yeah. Talk to me about working with Yakima Chief Hops.
It's pretty nice. It's actually always fun to work with Luke and Yakima, the Yakima staff. HBC 586 is pretty nice too. So it's pretty fun. Actually, we're here. All the brewers that brewed the beer were there, talking about their beers, talking about the hop. And thanks to Yakima for gearing us up with this hop.
Hell yes, thank you, Luke. You fucking rule. I hope you're listening to this. Marco, this is super fun. I stole you away from the table. We're going to go back. We're going to have fun. Always a pleasure to collaborate with you, to work with you. Jackal Hop is a killer brewery. I was one of the first breweries that I hit up when I came up with the idea for Haze Wars. I'm honored to have you here. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsheads? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right, I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States, and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of Death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer, and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode.
So Simon, here we are. Haze Wars, May 6th, Kanawaki Brewing. Six breweries head-to-head, one hop, HBC 586, making the best single hop IPA. Talk to me about your experience. Talk to me about Haze Wars. When you first heard, I hit up Joel and Max, who I love, when they came to you with this idea that you had to make a beer with 586. What was your first thoughts?
Well, my first thought was like, what the hell is that hop, first of all? Because, well, it's a brand new hop, and yeah, I was quite hyped for it. It's a really cool project, and I was really hoping to see what flavor it will bring to the beer, knowing it was going to be like a mono hop. We had some cryo, but it was going to be like mono HBC 586. So, yeah, I was quite thrilled.
What were the end results? Were there times through it that you were like, I don't know how this is going to end because you've never played with this before? Typically, when you approach a mono hop, you already know what it's going to be at the end. So were you satisfied with the results? So far, I think all the beers are stellar, so I hope that you are satisfied too.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with the result. Definitely, we didn't know what the hop would bring to the end product. It brings out a little like clearer haze that we would have expect from like our line of mono hops that we call the Leitmotiv. But it was the end result is really cool. It's more like an honeydew, and it's honey. I really love the flavors of the hops. It reminds me almost of cashmere hops. So really cool, yeah.
A lot of the other breweries are having trouble picking their beer out of the lineup.
Yeah.
But you just said something there, which is sort of giving away which beer is yours, saying that it's a little bit less hazy than the other mono hops. So was it easy for you to pick out your beer from this lineup?
No, actually, I was wrong. I thought every beer cleared out, but no, I wouldn't have thought that my beer would clear as much as it did. But yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer. But yeah, you know, it's part of the game. It happens sometimes. Maybe it's a problem with the yeast that we use, or like during the mashing of the grains, something happened. But we don't know. It's part of the game. It's part of the fun.
When you're experiencing something like this, what is your first mindset as you taste six beers that are basically the same? How do you approach dissecting the beers to distinguish them and to pick a winner?
I think that the malt profile would vary much, because you end up with a different amount of sugar in your beer, so like the final result is the mouthfeel would vary from beer to beer, and dry up also is the aromatic side of the beer is quite different from one beer to the other. So I think that's the whole process of dry hopping that brings out a more subtle flavor or more intense flavor. Maybe some breweries add some maltodextrin, lactose, or whatever. I don't know. So we followed our classic Leitmotiv grain bill. Maybe add a little bit more pilsner to have a higher ABV. I think ours ended up at 7.8-ish or something, but yeah.
It's a cool event because all the brewers are together. You guys are all hanging out at one long table. You're not working. You're not running at a festival. You can just actually enjoy yourselves. And it's almost like a happy little accident that happened when I organized this. It's not something I intended to happen, but it's an excellent outcome.
Yeah, definitely. Just to hang out with everybody there. I mean, The greatest thing about the beer community is it is a big lit and very tight community. It's all friendship. It's we're all brothers in here. So yeah, it's fun. Brothers and sisters in brewing. Yeah.
It's like the metal scene, which I obviously love too. If HBC was a band, what would it be called? What would you name it? Or you could pick a band that exists. It might be even easier.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. That's a good question.
If HBC 586 was a band.
Holy shit, that's a very good question. I don't know. It would be, I would go with something a little bit funky, you know, a little jazzy maybe, like, there's a saxophone guy in there somewhere, and but like, it has some AV bass and hard drum, something. It could have some, like, really hardcore punk rock, but there's a guy on with a saxophone or mandolin, just, like, bring some sweetness to it. It's really cool.
Are you confident, knowing that which beer is your beer? If you are confident, you know which beer is your beer. Do you think you're going to be the Haze Lord? Will Sir John be the Haze Lord?
The Haze Lord? No. Because, yeah, our beer cleared up a bit more. But will the flavors maybe bring out some new fans? Yeah, maybe. We don't know.
Simon, thank you so much for hanging out with me, talking. We're going to keep hanging out. I appreciate you taking the time to hang out just for a bit. Cheers. Frederick, here we are at Haze Wars at Kanawaki Brewing, May 6th. Beautiful day. We're fucking around with HBC 586 from Yakima Chiefs Hops. Talk to me about Haze Wars. When I pitched you this idea, why did you say yes? What is interesting about standing up with other breweries to create the best monohop IPA using one single hop?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I think for a brewery, what you want is always to stand up for what you do. And we like doing IPA. IPAs from the start, so when you pitched the idea, we were so stoked to be part of it, and we're just happy to be here right now.
You've had the chance to taste all six brews. Did you discover your beer yet? A lot of the other brewers were not quite certain which one was theirs. Are you confident? Have you found Toltec's beer?
Not confident at all. No, a lot of people told us that our beer is the number six. So you know, I don't know. To be totally like transparent with you, I don't know between four and six which one is ours, but they're all good.
What is it about 586? If you could describe that hop, is it a hop you've ever worked with before? Probably not in a mono hop situation. Talk to me about working with that hop.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's first time that we work with a 586 hop. So we just discovered yet. So, but we find it brings a good haze and strong flavors. So quite happy with how it ends. But yeah, that's it.
Talk to me about working with Yakima Chief Hops, Luc Beaulieu. He's the best. I shoot him these crazy ideas, and he helps me out, and he makes things happen. Talk to me about working with Luc and Yakima Chief Hops.
Yeah, you know, so easy to work with Luc. You know, he's always there for us, and Yakima Chief Hops is always fresh. So you got fresh hops with a good price, and that's have strong flavors, so always a good thing to work with Yakima Chief.
586 being experimental, do you think that it merits its own name? Do you think it's going to get one? And if you do, and you could choose the name, what would you call it?
Oh, geez. Wow, that's a tricky question. Well, I totally think that it can have its own name, because you find some great particularity in that hops, and like we all use it in a single hop IPA, so it shows that this hop can be like a front hops like that you can use in an IPA like Citra and stuff like that. You know, if it didn't have a name, why not Haze War? Who knows?
The Haze War hop. See, I like the sound of that, Frederick. I like that very, very much. Luke. Luke, who's sadly not here today. Come on, let's make this happen. I like that very much. Bouncy, Luke is a huge music fan. I don't know if you're very musical. If you're into music, do you like music?
Yeah, I like music. I like Quebec music a lot. Yeah, I like kind of rap, hip-hop, Quebec music, which is kind of of my vibe, but I'm open to, you know, all music types.
I love Quebec music, too. A bit more folky rock stuff. I'm really into Bon Enfant right now. Talk to me, if 586 was a band, what band would that be?
You know, tricky question, but I'd say Half Moon Run. You know, because it's smooth. and it can goes with everything, all situation. So yeah, Half Moon Run, I think it's a safe bet.
One of the happy accidents that happened today was that all of the breweries are here. We're all sitting at a table together. I'm picking a way to record this conversation, but you get to chit-chat and talk with all these other breweries that typically you do hang out with, but it's at a festival setting. So here it's a more like relaxed atmosphere, and I think it's a happy little accident. Talk to me about hanging out with your peers at an event like this.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great. We're all so busy in the week, and just having to come here and enjoy all the six IPAs that are done with the HBC 586. You know, I think it's just great. We just have to chit-chat and worry about nothing. So we all have a good time.
So now everyone is thinking that Toltec is number six. Do you think number six is the best beer, though?
I can't say. I can't say. You know, all breweries that are participating today, you know, it's six breweries that are very good, you know, with IPAs, with haze, and all those stuff. So I can't say if number six is the best, but we'll see how it ends.
Hell yes. Fedek, thank you so much for hanging out with me, talking about your experience at Haze Wars. We're going to keep hanging out, but not with people listening. Thank you so much. Cheers.
It's a pleasure, man. Cheers.
We are at Haze Wars. I am with my very good friend, Phil Durvites of the Whispers from the Void podcast. Phil, we are at Haze Wars here, Kanawaki Brewing. It's May 6th. Beautiful outside. We're inside drinking way too many IPAs in a row. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I got too much IPAs in my body right now, but everything is fine.
You were one of the first people I contacted when I came up with Haze Wars because you helped me very much doing a bunch of design work, making logos. You designed the Haze Wars logo. You've designed countless things for the podcast. What was your first thought when I presented the project to you?
Well, the first one I had is like, because you said, oh, no metal thing. So I was like, okay, so not metal, but hazy. Hazy for me, it was like stoner vibe. So like something hazy, I was like, oh, smoky a little bit, but then it's like, oh, it's IPA. So I'm like, okay, something like stoner vibes. So I was like, okay, some lines, a little bit trouble. So I was like, okay, this looks good. It looks hazy. It looks like stoner vibes. I was like, okay, yeah, Haze Wars. And at first I was like, is it Star Wars vibe? And he was like, no, it's not Star Wars. Like, it's copyrighted, doesn't work.
And plus, it's May 6th and not May 4th.
May the 6th be with you.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I loved it right away when I saw it, the Haze Wars. You nailed it. Always a pleasure to collaborate with you. Tasting all the beers, how was that experience for you? It's very difficult to go through six beers made with one hop. They're very similar. They're slightly different, but it's extremely difficult to pick out the best. So how did you enjoy that experience?
The experience is very... it's special. It's special because, like, choose between six IPAs that looks the same, resembles the same, maybe like the same taste, but there's one that I thought it was like the marking from the others. But I won't say what is it, because yeah. But yeah, it's a special experience. And honestly, your idea was perfect, because like I was like, okay, that's an interesting idea to taste six beers that are different but the same.
It's interesting that beers are marketed by the hops that are in them. So before HBC 586, which is what we're experimenting with today, what would have been your favorite hop?
My favorite hop, I would say, is the Mosaic. It's a classic. It's a classic hop. I don't know. Every time I taste a beer that got Mosaic, I always recognize the Mosaic. I don't know. It's a classic.
How would you describe HBC 586?
That's a weird question. I don't even know. I'll be honest, I don't know how to describe it. Because I took notes. The first one I tasted, I said floral. Second one, a little bit of hop burn. So, like, floral and hop burny, maybe green a little bit for some of the beer. I would say floral. It's floral, a bit citrusy, a bit sweet. It's a mix of the three words that I just said, yeah.
Phil, it's always a pleasure to be with you. We're going to keep hanging out. Thank you so much for taking the time. People, go check out Whispers from the Void podcast, a podcast that was born from two amazing humans, Vox and Hopsheads, Thirsty Thursday gang members from Quebec City, Phil, obviously, and Evan Welch from Boston are now in a podcast together. They've been doing it over a year, 2 years. Check them out, Whispers from the Void. Phil, thank you so much. Cheers.
Cheers!
Hey everyone, this is Luke Beaulieu from Yakima Chief. I just wanted to say thanks to the mastermind behind Haze War, Matt from Vox and Hops, for this great idea. Six breweries competing against each other and using the same hop to crown the first Haze Lord. My good friends from Sir John and Lachute, Quebec. Every brewery used the hop HBC 586, one of the greatest additions in Yakima Chief's portfolio in the last few years. It's packed with mango, citrus, and tropical flavors. Pretty exciting stuff. So thanks again, Matt. Congrats, Sir John. And see you next year for the second edition of the Haze Wars.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening right today. You know that I love and appreciate that. Man, Haze Wars was so much goddamn fun. And as Luc Beaulieu of Yakima Chief Hops just informed you all, that's right, Sir John Brewing is the Haze Lord of 2023. That's right, they pulled through. They won, creating the best mono hop IPA with the experimental hop HBC 586 from Yakima Chief Hops. It was a killer brew. It was interesting because it was slightly less hazy than the rest of the beers, and I personally maybe think that made it stand out just a little bit. Massive thanks to Luke and the rest of the Yakima Chief Hops peeps for making Haze Wars possible. Massive thanks to Kanawaki Brewing and their staff for hosting an amazing event. And a huge thanks to all of the breweries that participated. Obviously, Drew from Kanawaki Brewing, Marc-André from Brasserie du Bas-Canada, Marco and Max from Jackal Hop, Max, Joël and Simon from Sir John Brewing, Pierre Hugo and Max from BG Brasserie Urbaine, and Simon and Frederic from Toltec. Massive beers from massive breweries. The distribution of the Haze Wars beers has begun across the province of Quebec, so you can experience Haze Wars in the comfort of your own home if you are daring enough to go pick up all six of these beers. I cannot wait for Haze Wars 2024. Everyone's down to participate again, and I am damn stoked about that. Now, if you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcasts mailing list. You could do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week that contains all of the details that has happened recently in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You will get to see which episodes I dropped recently. You will get to see which episodes I have coming up. You will get to see which albums the Vox and Hops album review crew have reviewed recently. You will get to hear about any projects I have in the works before I announce them to the public. And you will get to see which albums Jerry Monk, Vox and Hops' metal architect himself, has added to the Brutal Awakenings playlist. If ever you're looking for new music to listen to, the Brutal Awakenings playlist is what you want to be checking out, because Jerry has a killer ear and he always knows what's going on in the world of extreme music. There's always a lot of stuff going on in the world of the Vox and Hops metal podcast, and I hate when you miss a single thing, so please do me a favor and sign up to the mailing list. The Vox and Hops metal podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcast. I hope you have a killer weekend. I will be back next week with one episode with Pierre from Herod. But until then, everyone, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.